Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on September 29th, 2021, and I cannot believe that it's almost October. Okay, obviously just 2 days away. We'll talk about what else is going on 2 days away on October 1st in just a second. All right, but I just can't believe how fast September went by. I hope everybody's having a good return to school. Literally, obviously, everybody's back now, so hopefully it's going all right. All right, we got my good friend Marla Wilson is here. She's the executive director of the STEM Careers Coalition, which is part of Discovery Education. She's brought with her from Stanley Tools Black & Decker, Stanley Black & Decker, Karen Price Ward, who's their director of social impact. And impact is obviously why they built hammers. That was a joke. All right. And then we also have Tony Primerano, who's the total, I love this title, total talent director at Santa Fe Pharmaceutical, so it's just great. Okay, Tony Primerano, we're going to bring everybody on in just a second. Well, I just want you to know we're the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Yes, we are. That's at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. Our magazine, Equity and Access Pre-K-12, is over there. It's an online journal. We're very proud of it. You'll love it if you go over there. It's the new issue will be out. The September-October issue should be out on Friday. It'll be up on site at ace-ed.org. But every issue we've ever done is archived over there. So please go over and see all the things we do for equity, including our magazine, and all our podcasts are over there, ace-ed.org. Our new website is SEL Today, focusing on social-emotional learning, seltoday.org. I hope you take a few minutes and check that out as well. We're just building that one. But it is pretty cool even as it stands right now, and it's just going to get better and better. So seltoday.org and ace-ed.org. All right? And without further ado, let me introduce to you, as I've done many times, my good friend, the executive director of the STEM Careers Coalition, the one, the only, Marla Wilson. Hi, Marla.
Good morning, Larry. I love that intro. I felt like I was coming into, like, the arena.
Yeah, if I had my sound machine, I can't find it. What the heck I did with it, I'll find it in one of my drawers here. I would have given you a drum roll.
I know. I was like, where are my claps and all the fanfare? But
I
heard
have them somewhere.
Head, Larry,
I'm trying to find them. I can't. I don't know. Hold on one second. Let me see. Nah, I don't know where the machine is. I'm looking. It's around here somewhere in this mess. All right? In here?
Next time.
I'll get it for you. I promise. All right? Let me say hi to your friends, first of all. Karen Price Ward. Karen, are you there?
I am. Good morning. I love all the energy this morning. Thank you.
That's my pleasure. You bring me energy. And as I said, you're director of social impact for Stanley Black & Decker. Impact, do you have like a hammer in your holster? A Black & Decker hammer? Impact.
Yes, always in my back pocket.
Yeah, it's a big one. Good tool making. And they may want to take my idea for an electronic duct tape dispenser, which is as good as I am with tools. We'll have to talk about this. Okay? Karen, it's a pleasure to have you here. Okay, Tony, where are you, Tony? Tony Primerano.
Good morning. Hi, everyone.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure that you're here, my friend. It's an honor to have you. Where are you located, Tony?
I'm located in eastern Pennsylvania.
If I may ask, what town?
Yeah, in Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
Nah, really? I'm from Philly. Just so you know that, my friend. There you go. Went all through Philly schools, et cetera. And at Westchester State College back then, now Westchester University. Okay? So I know the area pretty well. All right? It's a pleasure to have you here, Tony. Okay? And, Tony, before we go back, tell everybody what Sanofi does. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I may have emphasized the wrong syllable, as we like to say. Sanofi or Sanofi? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I think there's actually two official ways to pronounce it. I say Sanofi. You know, I've been at Sanofi for 15 years. You know, we're a biomanufacturing company, Life Sciences. You know, produce a multitude of products that help our patients and people around the world in their health journey.
Yeah, you guys do that, as a matter of fact. And Karen, just real quick, everybody kind of knows, but just put Stanley Black & Decker into the picture here. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, Stanley Black and Thank you, Stanley Black & Decker, one of the world's largest tool-making companies. Yeah. But here we are just excited to have a partnership with Discovery Education and really focus on STEAM.
Oh, nice of you to say that. And where are you located? Where are you, Karen?
So our world headquarters is located in New Britain, Connecticut. And
I thought
these days, with people being virtual, I am actually in Maryland.
Very good. Very good. And I thought you guys were in Connecticut. I had that feeling down there. And actually,
yes.
I thought, where's Santa Fe's headquarters, Tony?
So Santa Fe in the U.S., we have Bridgewater, you know, New Jersey, you know, central New Jersey. And then we have, you know, a collection of other locations across the United States, big presence in Massachusetts, you know, Tennessee, and Pennsylvania.
Okay, good enough. Thank you both for putting those into perspective. Marla, tell us all about the STEM Careers Coalition. Just define that for everybody.
Well, as you know, Larry, and a lot of our listeners, the STEM Careers Coalition is essentially a collective of major corporations and associations who employ a vast majority of STEM professionals worldwide. They've joined forces to solve for a common concern, and this is creating a more diverse and inclusive future STEM workforce, as we talk about on the regular. So,
yes, we do.
You know, I'd like to say that, and, you know, this is great work. I mean, it is fantastic to work with Santa Fe and Stanley Black & Decker, and Karen and I talk very often. So, you know, we're always ideating on great ways that we can reach students and educators because some projections indicate that there will not be enough people to fill some of our most critical STEM careers and even some that don't even exist. So by ensuring that we illustrate diverse images of STEM professionals, create relatable content, and actively reach some of our most diverse populations, we can begin to drive more students to the future pipeline of STEM professionals.
Yeah, and we have to, and I want to make a point here. You know, right now we're going through a real, right now it's September 29th, 2021, and every day in the headlines there's a supply line backup, okay? And the backup is not just in getting products to people. It's also in the manufacturing challenge because we're having trouble filling all the good jobs, the great jobs that are out there. And this is a key challenge right now, all right? And the whole idea of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, getting involved in manufacturing. Let me just make the point, that's what manufacturing is, okay? Science, technology, engineering, and math, that's the exact definition of manufacturing, okay? And so what will be, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that STEM and manufacturing, okay, are two important things. We're always pointing people. All right, to careers in like become a doctor, become a veterinarian, that sort of thing when we're talking about STEM, become a biochemist. But on the manufacturing floor and within manufacturing, i.e. engineering, technology, I think I'm preaching to the choir here, okay, sometimes manufacturing gets lost in the shuffle, all right, and we don't think of it as manufacturing, but that's what it is. And this country used to be the greatest manufacturer in the world. It might still be, as a matter of fact, but somehow we have too many jobs open. And that's what we're going to be talking about today and how STEM fits into this because these STEM careers, okay, are really, really important. And on that note, I usually don't make shows this timely, but we did it this time. Marla, October 1st is Manufacturing Day. Today is September 29th.
It is.
And October 1st,
it is.
Tony, do you have the bottle of champagne ready to pop? Tony?
Got it ready to go.
Right? Are you ready? You got the blindfold, Karen, for the party?
Oh, we are ready.
The blues?
Yes, we're ready.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We are launching and celebrating Manufacturing Day and Maker Month.
I didn't know about Maker Month. Even more important, that's great. Manufacturing Day is October 1st, everybody. That's 2 days from now. And I'm telling you, this is what we're going to talk about. We got to build manufacturing into STEM. It's got to be part and parcel of what we're doing out there. And I'm going to say what I said before. The role of education is to create good citizens and a pipeline of workers. That's our job as educators. Okay, to create a workforce and create good citizens. Okay, we're a little slack on both. We got to do better right now. okay, and really make sure that everybody understands exactly how government works, what their role is as a citizen, and where the good opportunities are. That's what the K-12 system is about. Marla, do you agree with that?
I do agree, and I think as we create positive contributing citizens, we need to ensure that we make sure that we highlight the opportunities that exist for our students to create a more inclusive community of STEM professionals. And I say professionals because we want students to look at leadership positions, particularly as the STEM Careers Coalition celebrates Manufacturing Day. We're really looking at modern manufacturing, and then also, too, as we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, are we making sure that we integrate those Hispanic leaders into the STEM workforce, particularly in all areas, including modern manufacturing? But you made a great point, Larry, that manufacturing is not what everyone thinks of typically, right? Like assembly lines, and these are all respectable positions, but manufacturing is much broader than that, and I am so glad to have our partners with Sanofi and Stanley Black & Decker, just to add color, if you will, and perspective, change narratives around those positions as they work with us to create amazing content, Larry, that shows, STEM professionals working in these positions so students can really see some relatable content and start to see themselves in STEM.
Here, here. I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm going to say it again. Science, technology, engineering, math, that's what manufacturing is all about. I just want to tell one little anecdote. My own nephew, okay, Peter, okay, he graduated college in fine arts. This is interesting, about 5-6 years ago. All right? And instead of doing, he just liked pottery. So he graduated in fine art, like making pots. All right? He still does. All right? this is amazing to me. He got a job in a little manufacturer. I don't know what exactly they made, some sort of boxes for the Defense Department. Okay? And he was screwing boxes together all day. And I was so mad at him, okay, for not taking advantage of his brains and his talent. I learned a lesson from this, by the way. And getting into just working on the manufacturing floor, I was mad at him. I have to spend $200,000 to go to college, okay? And 5 years later, he's now the manager of CAD, the Computer Drawing Systems, at a huge manufacturer in Massachusetts, okay? He worked his way up.
Wow.
He's got a new job. He's making tremendous money. He's still on the manufacturing floor, but he's taking his artistic talents, okay, and putting them to work in the engineering of the product, whatever it is they're doing down there in Massachusetts, at a big, big company. And I learned a big lesson, okay, because I'm always telling people, when if we need people on the manufacturing floor, then when it came to me, I said to Peter, why aren't you getting into communications or whatever the heck his first major was, okay? But I learned the lesson. He is so happy, and he's making so much money. Okay, and he's really doing something right on the manufacturing floor. This is the point I'm trying to make here. Okay, the manufacturing floor, okay, if I may, is not like Charlie Chaplin in Modern Times. Okay, it's not turning two screws. It's not Henry Ford and putting out Model Ts anymore. Okay, it's all engineering and science and math. We need these people, good, smart people for management, etc. Why am I doing this when Karen and Tony can probably do a better job than I can? That's my rant for today. You get it, Karen? Did that make sense, Karen? I learned the lesson.
Well, it totally makes sense, and I'm so glad that you shared that story, because we at Stanley Black & Decker believe in the story that you shared, and because of that, we have launched, beginning on October 1st, what we call an Empower Makers Global Impact Challenge, so that we can increase our workforce, specifically for vocational and skilled trades, those manufacturing sector jobs and construction jobs that you were just speaking of that really do pay well. And we know that there's a gap of more than 430,000 jobs that need to be filled. And so we are calling for nonprofits to please apply, because we are making a commitment for the next 5 years to grant up to $25 million and to help fill that void of skilled workers. So it opens October 1st, and each year to $5 million will be granted to nonprofits, but just for that very reason, because it is so important that we fill these manufacturing jobs.
And what do you want? This is, first of all, congratulations on that. Thank you for that. What do you want the nonprofits, okay, to do with the grants? Okay, as we say that, do you want them to pay for someone's education? I mean, what do you want them to do with that?
We want them to skill, to reskill, to train vocational and trade skill workers. So specifically, we want them to help the underserved and underrepresented, and also to help women and people of color and veterans, and particularly people who were displaced from the pandemic. So as we think about even our partnership with Discovery Education and really focusing on a diverse group of students, we hope that those students can consider coming up through the pipeline to look at these well-paid jobs. And we are going to begin as early as 11th and 12th graders who may be looking to transition into career development and looking at the skilled trades on up through community college and post-secondary and vocational and trade schools.
That's really, really excellent. And how do people find out more about this, Karen? Where would they go to apply for the grant, etc.?
They can go to empowermakers.com, and they'll find more information about the program. The grant is only open from October 1st through October 31st, which is Maker Month and also the beginning of Manufacture Day.
Okay, that's excellent. Empowermakers.org, is that right?
.com. Empowermakers.com.
Empowermakers.com. That is excellent. Thank you for doing that, saying all that, et cetera, et cetera. It's so important. I hope a lot of people take advantage of it. And, again, you were talking about, you know, all the, I'll just say generic, all the underrepresented groups, all right? And drives me nuts, like everybody else. There's 430,000 jobs out there, okay? And we have to get people trained and into those jobs, et cetera, not just for them and not just for the company, but for all of us, because there's a supply chain challenge. If we can't manufacture, we have to go elsewhere. If we have to go elsewhere, there's a whole different supply chain involved. It's big stuff, okay? And I thank you for doing that. Tony, let me swing over to Sanofi, okay? And I love your title, by the way, Total Talent Director. Okay, and explain your title. That's a favorite title. I like it here. Total Talent
well, thank
Director.
You.
What
yeah.
that means? Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, Total Talent is really, you know, the intersection of recruiting, you know, talent acquisition, talent management, you know, and just kind of being founded in, you know, providing those types of solutions, you know, to our business.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I lead a team of recruiters. Last year, you know, Sanofi Industrial Affairs and Vaccines IA, you know, our team filled over 1,000, you know, opportunities, you know, within the U.S. So it's quite a large footprint in terms of, you know, production roles, you know, in a biopharmaceutical, you know, setting.
What are you looking for? As you go, I know there's different jobs available, but just if you can, just what are you looking for?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the question. And thank you, you know, Larry and Marla and Karen for kind of drawing the, you know, connection to STEM and where it fits into manufacturing.
So obvious.
And, you know, I think, you know, some people it might not be so obvious. And so I think having this type of a platform to draw those connection points, you know, really what really impresses me in my 15 years, you know, at Sanofi is I've had the opportunity to work with, you know, more than, you know, a lot of the more than 4,000 manufacturing professionals that, you know, make up our U.S. footprint. And, you know, the thing I think that's unique in terms of what we're looking for is that, you know, there's many career entry points into the, you know, production, you know, manufacturing space within Sanofi. And so it can suit a variety of different types of individuals who, you know, maybe have decided that, you know, they're going to get their high school diploma or GED and they want to start working, you know, and as a production operator, you know, you can join Sanofi with that and grow your career and become a production supervisor, you know, take advantage of our tuition reimbursement, you know, benefit that we have. So, you know, and then on the other side of things as well, too, we of course hire, you know, quite a few of, you know, engineering professionals, scientific professionals who, you know, their role is helping us automate, you know, our facilities into this digital, you know, digital era, as well as scientists whose responsibility is to scale our product, you know, candidates and from the scientific laboratories into being able to produce them at a mass, you know, industrial scale. So, you know, whether it's working in supply chain and logistics, production operations, quality, you know, you name it, there's really opportunities for everybody, you know. So that's really what kind of drives me is, you know, being a part of that.
Right. And I hope that educators, okay, understand this. This is what companies are looking for, and we must teach and create students that can do this. All right. It's not just STEM, it's not just a word, okay, or an acronym I should say, that we just simply use and throw around and means nothing at the end. It does mean something at the end. Okay, you have to understand this stuff, math, et cetera, to get into this. I mean, if you don't believe me, just go to your just do the simplest thing. Drive to your local auto mechanic and look at all his computers. They used to just have wrenches. Now they have computers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then multiply it, and you see where we're going. We have to make sure students understand this. Okay? And, Kara, let me ask you the same question, although I'm not sure you're in the same position. Okay, but just maybe you can help, though. Social impact. I know you want underrepresented groups, people of color, women, et cetera, et cetera. What are you actually looking for? What are they actually looking for, your company, at Stanley Black & Decker? Just off the top of your head, just so people can get a picture.
Yes, sure. We are looking and actively hiring a wide, diverse group of people. So in terms of location, globally we are hiring, but also we are hiring engineers and also people who can help work in our manufacturing jobs and who can help with innovation. And I believe you brought this point out earlier about students and helping to get them into these positions, but sometimes students just don't know what they don't know. They don't know
exactly
that there's all of these different careers out there. And that's what I love about our partnership with Discovery Education, because they bring that opportunity right to your computer so that students can go to the careers portal and they can see what is an electrical mechanical engineer. And so recently they gave us the opportunity at Stanley Black & Decker to feature two of our female engineers, one being an electrical engineer and the other being an electrical mechanical engineer. And to your point, what are we looking for?
You say girls can do that? I can't believe it. Girls can do that.
Girls can do that.
I thought they just played with Barbies and stuff. Wow.
Students know that. Yes.
Yeah,
so
you do.
By having that opportunity to see these students or these women now who have actually gone through a Stanley Black & Decker student leadership program and rotated to different jobs so that they could learn more about engineering. Those are people that we're looking for to come work at Stanley Black & Decker. But I say all that to say, again, that it's all about exposure. And that's what Discovery Education, through the STEM Careers Coalition, allows Stanley Black & Decker to do, to provide exposure to students so they can learn about these types of opportunities.
Right, that's great. Thank you, Karen. That was well said. And I just wanted to say, I forgot to say this earlier, stemcareerscoalition.org. That's the website for the STEM Careers Coalition, obviously part of Discovery Education, stemcareerscoalition.org. Okay, so more or less, the companies love it that we can expose them, okay, which is extremely important to K-12 students. All right, that's great. Aldo, when you bring a company on, okay, like these two wonderful partners of yours, Stanley Black & Decker and Sanofi, okay, what are your expectations from them? What did they bring to the party? Okay, I don't think I ever asked you that before. All the shows we've done.
I don't think you have. I don't think so. But
it's a good question. I like it.
You gotta start asking me that more often. Yeah.
I like the question.
No,
okay.
Larry, it's a fantastic question.
Yeah.
And I would say that, you know, quite honestly, what we're looking for with our corporate partners is to lend us their talent, right? So their employees, their STEM professionals. Because the most important thing is to make sure, like they have a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of talent within their companies, and this is the catalyst to the coalition. So if our students can get closer to those STEM professionals, they can begin to see themselves in these careers, and it's relatable because these are people just like these students, and so they come from similar backgrounds. They have a diverse perspective on their career. They can share with students, you know, kind of what their interests were when they were in school, you know, and it kind of gives students a moment to think like, oh, I love that too. Understanding that loving the play of Legos really is connected to STEM, or, you know, just trying to solve problems. So it's just like it sparks the curiosity of our students, and it helps them to identify that being a problem solver is definitely a career in many ways. And with this diverse group of industries that we bring to the table, we're able to really tap into their employee base to have students engaging with real-life STEM professionals on a daily basis, understanding what it takes to be in STEM, modern manufacturing, engineering, technology, et cetera. So that is the main thing that we look for. And so, you know, working with Tony's team and Karen's team, we really dig in and find ways to, create those student engagements.
Go ahead, please.
I mean,
Tony,
if I could, thank you. I mean,
please.
Being able to draw the connection point so that we can move, students from the classroom into the workplace, it's not an easy transition by any means. And I think that, some of us who have, maybe long forgotten how difficult that was to move from a structured classroom environment to the workforce.
Yeah.
By bringing this coalition forward, and structuring it in a way that, helps make something that may appear abstract, but in reality, what we're all attempting to do is to solve real world challenges that are in front of us,
mm-hmm.
but everything that we're doing is founded in humanity. And I think that everything that we do, if we can achieve that, it'll help continue to inspire students to seek out STEM careers.
Hear, hear. Couldn't agree with you more. And again, well said, my friend. Well said. What are your favorite resources up on site? Again, STEMCareersCoalition.org. What's your favorite stuff?
Oh, wow.
Great.
I can't
for the
pick
resources.
A favorite, Larry.
Favorite. Well, pick your favorite ones. All right, let's do this. What are the ones you like the best? No, let's not do that one. Okay. What do you want people to go there? There you go. You have to pick a favorite.
There you go. That's better.
There you go.
But no, in all honesty, I would have to say if I had to pick, a collection of resources that, I love the most, it would really be our Solution Seekers. The COVID Solution Seeker series videos, Sanofi was one of the trailblazers in creating this collection with us, but it was just phenomenal how the STEM Careers Coalition really aligned with the COVID-19 pandemic and helping students and educators kind of see what companies were doing with their transferable skills in STEM to meet the challenges of COVID-19. And so that really, to be honest with you, amplified our message because STEM is in everything. It's the great equalizer. And being able to 1 minute create airplane windows and then turn around and create 3D face masks for healthcare professionals, amazing. And so our partners were able to really illustrate these stories through our career video profiles. So this month, as we approach October 1st, I'm sorry, it's almost October, so I've just kind of dove in.
Yes.
But for Makers
yes.
Month and Manufacturing Day,
yes.
we've created a page on Modern Manufacturing on the STEMCareersCoalition.org site where students, there's a curated collection of resources around manufacturing, and then also, too, it highlights what some of our partners are doing for Manufacturing Day and Makers Month. Karen mentioned, their initiative. There's a link there that goes directly to Stanley Black & Decker and some of our other partners who are really activating some pretty cool and impactful activities for Manufacturing Month. So I would say right now, today, Larry, on September 29th, those are my favorite resources.
Good enough. And they'll be different next time. These are wonderful. By the way, that website is empowermakers.com for Stanley Black & Decker. When did they merge, by the way? I have to ask you that. Karen, do you know offhand?
Oh, goodness. I want to say it's been more than 10 years ago, about 12 years
yeah.
ago, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the
I'm
company has been around
yeah.
since
Oh, the companies have been around since
1943.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? And everybody, those companies everybody knows. I mean, everybody knows those companies.
Yeah.
Stanley Black & Decker, but it's now one company. I just want to make that point. All right, it's key. And Tony, what kind of resources have you put out there? What are you, talk to me about what your side's doing there, Tony, over at Santa Fe. And this
yeah,
whole
no,
thing of what you
sure.
put up with, what you call the COVID-19 response group. Yeah. Talk
yeah,
about that.
So, yeah,
you
the,
guys
I
are
think
bio.
The things that we're you know, already around the COVID-19, you know, kind of career profile
yeah.
series. You know, we spotlighted, some of our research directors and clinical development directors who are responsible for focusing on, on COVID and going through the clinical trials. You know, if I could, I'd also say, it's for Dr. Guy de Brun, who was one of the one of my hires, that I had way back
Whoa.
When I was a recruiter,
Whoa.
Back in the day, still up to great things, at Santa Fe all these
Whoa.
Years later. So the fact that now in 2021 we're a supporting partner to this Careers Coalition,
yeah.
I think what's great about it is that we're able to bring our impact, from a social impact at scale, by partnering with companies like Stanley Black & Decker and others. And so, by forming together and focusing on central topics to us, we're able to achieve more, together. In addition, I think some of the things around Manufacturing Day, so stay tuned for some exciting content, that's coming out, on October 1st and thereafter. And I think we'll continue to play a central role to make sure that it's clear to our students, our parents, our educators about how they can pursue, STEM careers. And I think that, if I were to, highlight some of the corporate social responsibility, components to this as well, too.
Yeah.
I mean, being a part of this coalition helps us, ensure that everybody has opportunity to thrive. And that, is really comprised of allowing people to be healthy, an innovator, and part of, a flourishing community. And we've done that through, investments, $1.2 million investment in STEM education, commitments to our communities, whether it be in middle school, high school, community college, girls in STEM, and then, kind of following that up with, almost $7.5 million investment in science fellowships as well, too. So, we're really happy to be a part
of
this.
I'm glad you said all that because it brings me to a very important point. Schools are always facing tough budgets. They always are, okay? And it gets worse and worse, especially over the last couple of years, okay? And what we have to do, and what you guys are doing, industry has to step up. They have to help the schools. This is exactly what you're doing in preparation of their future workforce. Okay, that future workforce may be a year down the line. So what you guys are doing, okay, the value of what you're doing and adding all these things to help school districts is incredibly important in tough budget times. Now, as we wind down here, I want to thank you all. I noticed one of you was calling from a 214 area code. Who would that be? 214.
That, That would be me. This is Karen. Yes.
Karen's down in Dallas, right? Down in Dallas?
Well, I'm actually in Maryland, but yes, that's a past number.
At some point, you were in Dallas, and I'll say it this way. Tony is in eastern Pennsylvania. I'm from Philadelphia, which means we're both probably, and I'm putting words in Tony's mouth, Eagles fans. All right?
Oh, boo.
Okay.
Boo.
This is what I was driving at. Okay. So were you happy or sad that the Cowboys won on Monday night? Let me ask that question to Karen. Karen?
Well, I will tell you that I'm right outside of Washington, D.C., and if you know the relationship between the Washington team and the Cowboys,
yes.
I will be happy that I am a Washington, D.C. football team fan.
Oh, right. Right.
Oh, boy.
I'll say it that way.
Got out of that one, Karen. Got out of that one, Karen. And Tony, I'm assuming Eagles. Am I assuming correctly here? Or where am I, Tony?
Yeah, you got to root for the home team, you know.
The Eagles, Eagles, right? We're good?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I know Marla as well. I don't know where. There was Tampa. You're probably Tampa, right? Right, Marla?
No. I'm a Cowboys fan. Always have been. Always will be. You probably heard me screaming on Monday night from Charlotte, North Carolina. But yeah,
I didn't know that.
I was born a Cowboys fan.
We can't do any more shows together. What a tragedy! I had no idea you were a Cowboys fan.
Oh yeah,
and I always enjoy
day.
These shows with Marla. And this is obviously the last one. What a tragedy!
Now
oh my God,
right.
That is so
don't
funny.
Don't get rid of me just yet.
That is so funny. Cowboys are going to take the division quite obviously this year. Just in case anybody's wondering. All right, there's my prediction.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah,
thank you.
And it's the same division, okay? Washington too. Same division, okay? Cowboys
right.
out. They're good. They are good this year. No doubt about it. The Eagles look good. Tony, the Eagles look good.
Yep, they
okay, for next
do
year.
Look good.
They're building.
You know, I'll get that out. You know, our CEO, Paul Hudson, is a big Eagles fan as well, too. So, you know, it goes
thank
all the
you,
way
Paul.
To the top of fantasy leadership. So,
there you
we're
go.
For the Eagles.
There you go. And I really think wearing an Eagles helmet to work every day to impress Paul is a little over the top, Paul. Tony, but you do whatever. Okay, do whatever.
I'm working for most,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. Right. You guys are terrific, and the work you're doing is just great. That's Marla at STEM Careers Coalition. Karen Price Ward is Director of Social Impact with her holster, hammer in the holster for Stanley Black & Decker. And Tony Primarino, the Primarino Eagles fan in all of Nazareth, okay, for over at Sanofi. Okay, thank you guys, all three of you. You guys stay safe, okay? Thanks so much.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you, Larry.
Bye, everybody. You're welcome, Marla.
Bye-bye.
Bye, gang. Okay, you got it, stemcareerscoalition.org. Okay, stemcareerscoalition.org. Okay, we're going to archive over at ace-ed.org, and please go over to see what we're doing at seltoday.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Thanks for listening.